Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. So I don't know if you guys had seen this, but yesterday, I believe the Santa Fe Sheriff's Department had released the body cam footage from a police officer of the final, I guess I shouldn't say the final, but the, well, they were the final live moments of Helena Hutchins at right after the Rust shooting. And I was amazed at how much footage was released. Even the armorer, when she was being interviewed, basically, you know, was thinking to herself and saying how she probably doesn't have a job anymore. I mean, you know, her address or her phone number was kind of being broadcast on this video. And so, you know, the video, sadly, there we have some pretty graphic videos that are showing what happened. In fact, there's a video that was released by the Sheriff's Department of the footage that was taped of Alec Baldwin practicing his quick draw. And the first one we see was pretty fluid, and then the next one looked a little stumbled, but the volume was off, so we don't know if that was the draw that caused the shooting. The other thing that was fascinating by that is with Alec Baldwin, and this was the shooting that happened last October on the Rust set in New Mexico, it didn't happen the first time he drew the gun. It appears it happened almost subsequently, because you see him practicing it, and then apparently she gets shot. Now, many people are asking, well, if she got shot in the chest, how is she still alive? So when you look at the video footage, it appears she was shot in the right axilla, so the right underarm, and it went through out the left scapula, which means she was angling with the camera, and her right shoulder must have been to Alec Baldwin, and her arm must have been up to, you know, there's like a little TV screen, and there's things we do with a camera, and so sadly, the bullet went right in, and then transversed her chest. In the video, you see her still alive, moving her arm, and they had removed her top. She was wearing a bra underneath, luckily, because this footage is all over. And you see paramedics establish IV status. The oxygen, it seemed like, you know, they got the bag, the AmbuBag, a little slow, but it could be that they replaced, you know, another form of oxygen. Again, it's a very, very limited piece of video footage. But I know some of you are like, why is it taking so long for her to get oxygen? There's a chance she got oxygen earlier. And then you see them discuss her entrance wound and the exit wound. And once you hear, I mean, we already knew, sadly, what happened with her. But that type of injury was bad, but she was alive. Then you hear one of the paramedics or the police officer say, okay, we got to get her out of here. And they work their butts off. In the meantime, you hear the director next to them writhing in pain because he was shot in the clavicle. Was it Joel Silver? I forget his name, and I apologize that I don't have that handy. But you know, you could see the chaos. You could see how both of them were lying there. You had all hands on deck. You had people there trying to comfort her. One of her best friends and confidants was next to her at the time, trying to comfort her. And then you see her getting wheeled off and medevaced, you know, to the local nearby trauma center. And sadly, Helena Hutchins didn't make it. You see Alec Baldwin sitting there in shock and just, you know, you know, asking about her status, and everybody you just saw, you know, the complete, I don't know, the complete devastation that just happened to a friend of theirs, which should have never happened. But when you see the video footage, it all actually brings up more questions than not. You know, one is, was paramedics already on site? Are paramedics already on site? Or did sadly, you know, it take a while for paramedics to get there? Was this a third or fourth take when it happened? Or was it a new gun that was handed to Alec Baldwin and then it misfired? You know, and it's kind of remarkable that the sheriff's department would release all this. This was the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office. A bunch of photos, bunch of videos, the interrogation of Alec Baldwin, him getting photos done. So you see him, them taking pictures of his hands. You see Russ Armour, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, almost, you know, in tears, whether she was in tears because she was worried about her career or if she was in tears because she was really worried about what happened. I think she was overwhelmed by everything that was going on, but people are accusing her of feeling sorry for herself. She looked she's a lot younger than I expected. And you're like, she was the one in charge of all the guns, and it just looks like it was one of those things that, sadly, when there's a workplace injury and a deadly one, so many screw-ups. Almost like this Tyre Sampson, the boy that fell off the ride, the free-fall ride at Icon Park. You know, who buckled him in? Who made sure they were buckled? Who overrode the sensors? And I think we have an epidemic of half-assness and poor work ethic and not doing people not doing their jobs right. And then on top of that, just the safety checks not being done. And so, you know, sadly, we have seen multiple times deaths happen, and you look back going, well, this could have been prevented. And, you know, hopefully her death isn't in vain, and Helena Hutchins will now, the tragedy of that will spur much better, you know, safety protocols, you know, throughout now the entertainment industry. But I mean, as a gun owner myself, you know, and as a physician, whenever you're handled a tool or handed something, you always have to inspect it yourself. It was tragic. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. My God, hey, man, drama. So Elon Musk, I mean, that went pretty fast. Elon Musk's bid to buy Twitter for $44 billion went through. And you could hear cheers across the globe, and you could also hear screams and criticisms. And, I mean, man, are people split on this. I had found a meme, and I posted it. It was Elon Musk, you know, looking like he was on MySpace, like the MySpace creator. And it said, you know, MySpaceX, meaning, you know, Elon Musk was going to now change the name of Twitter to my SpaceX, because it's SpaceX. I thought it was cute. Yeah, and oh my gosh, you know, people loved it, and then other people were like, I can't believe he's doing this. I can't believe he's doing this. We are now going to have all sorts of, you know, Nazis all over the place, and you're like, I'm a little confused by everything because, okay, so many people have been very supportive of Tesla. You know, very supportive of what Elon Musk has done, especially on the liberal side of things, because of electric cars and you know, how that can help, you know, the environment and all that. And so, you know, I thought Elon Musk was a favorite among the left. Yeah, maybe I'm wrong. And instead, we're hearing that they are, because Elon Musk wants to stop some of the censoring, you almost see people on the right very support. All of a sudden, Elon Musk is now a hero for the right. I'm just blown away at how the country could kind of flip-flop with this. And I have always wished that whatever our social media platform was neutral. But I guess with a lot of the shadow banning, and we talked about what shadow banning is you could have two people post something. One from a liberal outlet, and the news shows up. The news will show up on other people's feeds. One from a radio host, more followers, right? More activity. They're like, oh, I didn't see it. It didn't come up on my feed. And so these are things that I think a lot of people are hoping or afraid is going to get exposed. And there's a lot of things that just didn't make sense. You know, a lot of people are confused at how Vladimir Putin could have a Twitter account. And I believe he still does. I have to double check if he's got it, but I don't think Twitter has banned Vladimir Putin, but they banned Trump. And so there's a lot of inconsistencies. And so when I heard that people were freaking out, saying there's going to be, you know, heretics and fascists and all sorts of evil people on Twitter, I'm just a little confused. Because Putin's on Twitter now, that he's always been. And, I mean, Trump said he's not even going on Twitter. Trump has his own social media platform that he's going to try to launch. I was worried when Trump announced that he wouldn't, that Elon Musk would back out, because I think he was kind of hoping, you know, for people who followed Trump to, you know, go there. But my guess is, I mean, Trump's site still isn't up, so I'm not sure what the heck is going on. But, you know, why this became so significant, you know, I mean, with me, with medicine, I notice very, very similarly changes with their algorithm, where, you know, if I bring up early on, you know, look, you know, we need medications to fight COVID. There's, you know, we need to give people better masks. We need to, yet someone with less followers, less, you know, a presence on Twitter can say something like, everybody mask up, everybody vaccinate up, and then that shows. And listen, look, I support masks, I support vaccines, I want the good ones. I want people having the good masks. I don't want a false sense of security. So seeing myself how censorship happens, seeing it happen, it's very frustrating, because you're like, what the heck is the algorithm? And how come there seems to be this inherent bias? And as a physician, you need to be able to have, you know, not have somebody intercede who's not a physician when you're trying to explain something medical. I told you, this happened on Facebook, where the news wanted me to talk about the new medication in the works, Molnupiravir by Merck. This was before most people heard about it. So when I said, look, I'm going to be on the news, I'm going to talk about it, boom. It got banned. I got threatened to be kicked off Facebook. And I'm like, I thought social media was pro fighting COVID. I don't understand it. And I think people get tagged. I think people get labeled. They get, you know, and it's something that has been very uneasy and disturbing for those who think that anybody's freedom of speech is oppressed. And nobody wants racism. Nobody wants misogyny. Nobody wants, you know, inappropriate comments. But, you know, you have a lot of explaining to do if you've, you know, had, you know, terrorists still have their accounts. Putin still have his account. Yet you see many conservative hosts banned. That's a little obvious. Now, as a result, it looks like many Twitter employees have been upset. I can't speak for all of them. But apparently Twitter is fearing they're going to sabotage it. And developers are being blocked from the app because there have been some rebellious employees, people posting, saying, I'm going to get a new job. And it's like, and then you wonder, you're like, why is that prompting such a, why would somebody who has had successful businesses like PayPal, like Tesla, who wants to ensure free speech, why would that prompt such a dramatic response by people wanting to quit? I've seen ads that have had President Trump in them on local news outlets. Are those same individuals going to ban and try to cancel those local television stations because they played an ad that had President Trump? I mean, the question I have here is when you know, you can have whatever opinion you have and you can dislike a product and boycott, but there seems to be a lack of consistency. And I think a lot of people need some explanation as to why, you know, you have a great platform. Elon Musk promises to monetize it, make sure that there's no algorithms or shadow banning or things like that or bots. And you work for a company, and yeah, you know, your job might not be, you know, guaranteed. Sadly, any takeover does that. But I, you know, you would think, yeah, you know, show your worth. Show, you know, I mean, whenever there is a company takeover, and I told you guys this, you know, they're going to keep many of the employees. They don't have thousands of employees in their back pocket. So they are going to keep the employees that are crucial to that corporation. And you see this, I am quitting, I am protesting, this is going to be horrible, there's going to be, you know, Nazism and fascism, and you're like, I don't understand. You're, why, just because somebody, you know, somebody has asked Trump to be reinstated? I mean, I don't understand why we've gotten to this. We really need to be more... Yeah, I mean, we need to take a deep breath and be able to have some decent conversations. This move is so crucial coming up with the midterms. And I think people are starting to see that this deal gets done in 6 months. Well, that then will lead up right before the midterms. Which means if there is any, shall we say, misinformation or yellow journalism from one side or the other, hopefully Elon Musk will be able to, you know, I guess fix that. I don't know. I don't have high hopes because I don't think one person could transform it. He did SpaceX. He did Tesla. I don't think he's going to be doing the day-to-day operations. I know a lot of people are also frustrated that $44 billion went to Twitter when that money could have gone to, you know, aid to Ukraine and things like that. But I see this move as hopefully the first of many to start allowing neutral discussion, starting to have a more fair, you know, and balanced way to be able to communicate and be on social media. Everybody has been going, you hear people going, when is he going to buy Facebook? 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two wildfires in New Mexico combined and have burned 54,000 plus acres of land since they first merged. The fires, separately known as Calf Canyon Fire and Hermit's Peak Fire, merged 1 week ago. High winds and dry grasslands are what's making this fire difficult. More than 400 firefighters and personnel are battling the wildfire. 133 Republican lawmakers are putting Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on notice. Fix the border or get impeached.
You better get the job done. You better do what your oath of office is. You better obey the law, obey court orders, and or you're being put on notice that something, you may be removed from office if this continues.
Texas Congressman Brian Babin on Fox News Tuesday morning. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News. President Trump was in Ohio over the weekend talking election integrity.
We can't have these elections that go for 48 days and they store the votes in a room and where is the guard? Well, he took off today. We want one-day elections. We want paper ballots.
The trial of a Florida high school shooter has a rough start. Tim Berg reports.
Jury selection for the trial of Parkland school shooter Nicholas Cruz is starting over after miscommunication caused some potential jurors to be improperly dismissed and sent home. Cruz pleaded guilty to murdering 17 people during a rampage back in 2018. Circuit Judge Elizabeth Schreier addresses candidates for the new jury.
There are rules that all jurors must follow. A basic rule is that jurors must decide the case only on the evidence presented in the courtroom.
Cruz faces a death penalty. His public defense attorney disagrees with the decision to select a new jury.
USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I was on the phone with one of my best friends yesterday. She was like, I need to get out of town. I need to take a break. I just don't know where to go. You know, the flights are getting expensive, and tourism and crowds. And I go, you got to go small town. You have to find, that's what I love doing, finding, going camping, getting close to nature, getting away from the smog. And I think we forget that there's a lot of amazing opportunities out there to decompress. It's so good for our health, as well as less expensive, looking at what's going on with airlines and travel. So coming, our next guest is, this is fantastic, we have Whit Tuttle, who is Executive Director of Visit North Carolina, to talk to us about the Great Smoky Mountains and some of the changes that he's seen in the travel industry that, you know, will hopefully see a lot of travelers go to more rural America. Whit, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, sure. Hey, thanks for having me here. I appreciate it.
You have a beautiful state. Oh, my gosh. North Carolina is amazing. You know, you being executive director of Visit North Carolina, you've seen the tourism transform. It's got to be, you know, fascinating. What are you seeing in North Carolina?
Yeah. Yeah, it really is fascinating to see what's come out of the pandemic and the changes. You know, going forward, we saw a lot of demographic changes in what people wanted, what they're looking for. Our most recent research into visitor mindset shows that, you know, more people now, more than a third of our potential visitors, are really looking for a small town. They're looking for rural. They want to get outside. They want to go to a place they've never been before, someplace they've never seen. And that's great, but it's difficult because, like you said, those small town places, you know, they don't have big budgets. They're off the beaten track. They don't have the big resorts. You're not seeing those ads all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we've tried to create a program where we can let people experience small town NC and find out those places that are unique and authentic and you know, have some character to them.
Exactly. Why I'm so grateful that you're on today is because as we're dealing with more inflation and we're hearing some airlines have pilot shortages and so they're moving to buses and, you know, while we see all this, a lot of people are looking at it going, you know what, I'm skipping my vacation this year. I'm skipping my vacation. And we're stressed. As a country, we are very, very stressed. And I really encourage people, you know, if they could make a getaway to do so. You don't have to. And I live in Las Vegas, and I love Las Vegas, but it doesn't always have to be, you know, these big resort towns. There's so many areas. You know, talk to us about what, let's say, the Great Smoky Mountains offer.
Oh, yeah. So that's just it. You know, there's a tremendous variety out there for people to see and do and things that can happen. You know, out here, you can get outdoors. You can escape from that hecticness of everyday life. You know, we're here in the Smokies. There's the Blue Ridge Parkway runs by. If you're not into, you know, too hard of outdoors, you can just enjoy the scenic views from the parkway. We're on the North Carolina side of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. And there are tremendous things to do and see out in the park. There's an area called the Cataloochee Valley where they've actually reintroduced elk into the area. And so if you've never heard an elk bugle, the sound they make, it's incredible. It just echoes across the valley. You know, and that's a great spot to bring in the family and camp and picnic. You know, and you can really hang out and have a great natural experience that you know, everybody needs that vacation.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to Whit Tuttle, Executive Director of Visit North Carolina. I've had a lot of patients say, look, you know, I have to go where it's wheelchair accessible. I can't go to a nature site because I'm not very mobile. And I think there's also this myth that you can't enjoy the outdoors. Many of these parks don't require you to be a rappeller. I mean, you could actually enjoy small trails, enjoy fishing, and you don't necessarily have to still have the stamina as you did in your 20s.
Oh, exactly. And I think more and more places are adding that. I was just in a brand new park in Canton, North Carolina, where you can actually go up and do some mountain biking, but they also have a section reserve where you can take, it's ADA accessible, you can get in there with a wheelchair, you can just go over to the creek stream and enjoy the creek, you can do some fishing, there's some trout in the stream. I think a lot of these places now are catering to a wide variety of what we consider outdoor, you know, activities, from the people that want to hike, to the people that just really want to, you know, get out of the car and walk to the overlook and take in the scenery. And you can do both here in many of these places.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm a creature of habit, so it took me a little while to be open to these you know, short-term rentals. You know, I was always like, well, I'll go to hotels.com or I'll find a hotel. And yeah. when I traveled a few years back, I'm like, well, we'll do the short-term rentals. I mean, it was fantastic. And so a lot of these rural communities, they may not have, like you said, all the resorts and the hotels, but these short-term rentals offer, I mean, for me, I need at least one bathroom for me, and then the family could have the other bathroom. You know, I mean, they really offer a lot more flexibility with travel and rooming.
They really do. And it's a great way to experience the town and get to know the people, get to know the locals. We saw it take off during the pandemic because I think people felt there was a little more safety there. And now, you know, things are getting back to normal. But, boy, the popularity is still there. People like it. They enjoy it. Great example, last night I was up here in the Smokies near the town of Waynesville, and I stayed in a cabin that was actually right in the middle of a Christmas tree farm. So I was on the side of a mountain surrounded by Christmas trees. It's just a great experience.
And, you know, I live in the desert, and so for me, I miss the trees, I miss the green, I miss the cool weather. What are temperatures in the summer like in North Carolina?
Oh, yeah, so the beauty of North Carolina, especially this area of the Smokies, is there's some really high mountains. So, you know, if you're down around sea level, we're going to get the heat that you would get in most places in the southeast. But you could go up. We have a place called Mount Mitchell. It's the highest mountain in the eastern United States, almost 7,000 feet high.
Wow.
And if you go up there, the climate is more like Canada than it is like the American South. So even in the summer, you can go up there and, you know, and it's cool. And so we've got a couple of great communities like that where even in the middle of the summer, you can go up and you can rent a place. You probably won't even have to turn on the air conditioner.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So one prediction I have is because those of us that live in smoggy cities and polluted cities, that eventually there's going to be this medical requirement that you at least once a month, if you can't move, you know, get to a rural area to get some fresh air.
Yeah.
And so I foresee your area, I mean, it might be rural now, but, you know, after the media tour, people are going to be like, you know what, to heck with this, I'm done with cities. In the final minute, anything else you'd like to share with my listeners?
Yeah, no, and I'll say that with them, too. We've seen a lot of people actually, before the pandemic, these areas were losing population, but now people want to come out here. We've seen more than a 200% increase in the stays that are longer than 28 days in vacation rentals in rural North Carolina. So people they're coming out here, they're doing work, or they're spending a couple of months, or they're moving. So, you know, we've created a website, visitnc.com/dreambig, where you can go and learn about these rural areas. And not only do we have information on where to stay, what to do, and what to see, but we've also got some job listings. So if you decide, you know, hey, that's where you want to start your second career, do that magical thing you always wanted to do in a place of natural scenic beauty, you can go to visitnc.com/dreambig.
Oh, that's fantastic. Great idea. Whit, I can't wait to have you back. You know, God bless everything you guys do, and thank you for, you know, keeping America beautiful, that part of America beautiful. We really appreciate it.
Oh, sure, and thank you for all you're doing, too.
Take care, Whit. Glad to have you. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So one question we have is what's been going on with the Depp Amber Heard trial? Any juicy scoop? No, there's no juicy scoop. It kind of got boring. As soon as Johnny Depp left the stand, it got boring. I watched a little bit of it. I think they had the house manager who ran the house, Disney hired him to, I guess, take care of Johnny Depp and Amber Heard when they were filming Pirates of the Caribbean 5. Did I miss Pirates of the Caribbean 5? I remember seeing 1, 2, 3. I don't know if I saw 4 or 5. I had no idea there were so many Pirates of the Caribbean. But 6 is in limbo, according to Johnny Depp dangling. But the house manager kind of spoke about when, you know, the finger was cut off and it was found in a piece of paper. One of you asked, what do you do if a piece of your finger cuts gets cut off? Well, you always want to kind of save it in something cool, even on ice, but you got to protect it. You can't just throw it in ice. You got to put it in a bag in ice and then bring it with you to the doctor while you're trying to contain, you know, the bleeding. If it's a small cut, a small piece, if it's large, you call 911. But if it's small, you try to control the bleeding of the finger, and then you take the piece, and if it's something that can be, you know, reanastomosed, reattached, great. If not, you know, you lose it. But interestingly, one of you had asked, during the trial, I did a quick double take, too. They had asked the house manager, you know, what the house looked like during the fight, and, you know, it was a mess, and there was stuff all over the place, there was blood all over the place, and his job was to find the piece of the finger, the little tip of the finger, and when he found it, it was in a crumpled up piece of paper. Now, I think the audience was expecting the piece to have flown and projectiled across the room. And instead, it was found in a crumpled up piece of kitchen paper, which I guess is British for paper towel or tissue. And so I love on British talking. It's so proper. I'm like, where's a wipe? I call them wipes. I call them paper towels. I don't call them tissues. I call them Kleenex. I shouldn't, because Kleenex is a brand. So I'll say I need a Kleenex. I still do that. That's old school. But you're supposed to use tissue because that's more generic. Then you're not. But I got to tell you, I mean, Kleenex, just a Q-tip. I go, I need a Q-tip. I never go, I need a cotton tip applicator for my ear or for my makeup. I go, hand me a Q-tip. So I think we all kind of do that. So interestingly, when he found the tip of the finger, the part of the amputation, it was in a crumpled up piece of paper towel. Now, my guess is what happened is he was bleeding, and I don't know if they were drinking or whatever. There's been a lot of back and forth as to, you know, what was being used or drunk, and I know he went through some sort of rehab or he was sober for a period of time. There is a chance that when you do sustain a cut and you're trying to compress and you have it, that sadly the piece of skin might come off. So maybe it was what he was using to control the bleeding. But people definitely found that to be a little odd. And so, you know, as I've said before, you know, if you do have a piece of your body, you want to hold on to it if you can. And then, remember Saving Private Ryan? Somebody lost his arm, so he grabbed it. And people thought that was odd. And I'm like, I could totally see myself doing that psychologically. Because it's your body. You know, why would you leave a piece of your body there? You would take it. Remember Terminator 2? You know, the liquid metal, he lost a piece of his toe, but then it came back to him, and then he felt whole. Yeah. Sadly, though, when you sustain an amputation, it can't always be reattached. But, you know, if you can salvage the limb or the piece, you do. Now, the one thing that I also found interesting with this trial is Johnny Depp had an accent. Now, I thought Johnny Depp was from, what, Kentucky? Is he from Owensboro, Kentucky? We have an affiliate in Owensboro. I think, let me just see where he's from. So I found that very unique. Depp from, let me see here. I mean, I'm not sure where he was born. Yeah, Owensboro, Kentucky. But it's not a Kentucky accent. He seems to have kind of more of a proper British accent. Now, maybe it's because of all the roles. You know, sometimes when you just, you know, do so much of your role, you almost stay in that character, because it, the more you stay in that character, the more it becomes real. In fact, Viggo Mortensen had said in an interview with Lord of the Rings, he would walk around carrying a true sword. Not, he didn't want to look like he was Errol Flynning it with something light. You know, he wanted to get used to the weight of the sword he was using and make it real. And so he would walk around the city, you know, with his sword and just to kind of get that realism and train. So I wouldn't be surprised if somebody picked up an accent, but Howard Stern, man, he blasted him. He said the accent is fake, he's a narcissist, he's overacting, and there are theatrics. And mind you, I am a huge Johnny Depp fan. I think his acting is fantastic. I think what happened in their marriage was just tragic. The fighting, the, you know, neither one of them are angels, but, you know, sadly, if it is revealed, you know, the lies of one to accuse the other, that just can't be. And that's sadly a very a very concerning thing, because as you know, we spoke about the Me Too movement. You know, once a person, and I'm not saying Amber Heard has lied, that, but something expected to come out of the trial is, you know, there might be accusations that might not have had evidence, and that just completely dilutes what the Me Too movement is supposed to be about. In fact, I saw a meme that said Me Poo for Me Too with her in the picture. Apparently the poo on the bed. I don't even know if we've established if it was her. You know, I did do a forensic analysis as much as I could, but yeah, I still, you know, who knows. But Howard Stern is 68 years old. He's been losing a lot of attention since Joe Rogan has definitely gotten a lot of the... Joe Rogan has become the bad boy of radio. And Howard Stern will definitely, you know, interject as he does, because he has, you know, some very interesting opinions. And he's very talented too, Howard Stern. But he really pointed out that Johnny Depp was overacting, and he was. And this trial, it is a little bit of a joke. And as, you know, I'm, you know, entertained by, you know, the stories and, you know, hearing the texts and things like that. But I don't think this should have ever been televised. It's very adult content. It's so... I mean, not only are they airing their dirty laundry, but I mean, people are hearing things that just, you know, it's very, very sad, and it's streaming on social media with no bleeps, so you're hearing all the C words and F words and things like that are being read or in the videos and things like that, and it's just, I just wonder if we are, you know, for either side being played. And it's, you know, definitely taking up a lot of attention. It's drawing attention from the Ukraine-Russia war. I mean, so many headlines have been about the Johnny Depp-Amber Heard trial, and you're like, you know, we do have bigger fish to fry out there. But I am watching it. I find it fascinating. It's a nice break from, sadly, all the tragedy out there. But there is that question of, should this even be on TV? You know, Howard Stern accused him of being a narcissist with, you know, wanting the attention and wanting... And again, I mean, you know, if you are having, you know, both of them, if they are kind of in a lull from a Hollywood standpoint, this does allow them to be back on camera. But, you know, I mean, I love Johnny Depp, and I hope, you know, that whatever justice, you know, needs to happen, happens with this. But, shouldn't have been televised. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.